Just a joy to be with you all today. My ordination was just over a week ago. And so part of this time in between my first assignment is that I get to go to different parishes that have impacted me and that I have been with for the last 4-6 years and celebrate a Mass of Thanksgiving. So today is my Mass of Thanksgiving with you all, and we celebrate this beautiful solemnity of Corpus Christi. We celebrate the real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist, our food for the journey. I'm reminded of an article I read by BBC News. It was titled, "How Long Can Someone Survive Without Food?" The article discussed several cases of people in extraordinary circumstances that had to survive for long periods of time going without any nourishment, any food. For example, one case involved a man who found himself, after a blizzard, buried in his car under several feet of snow. Having no food with him, he had to rely on eating snow for hydration to survive for several weeks. Among all the examples of these extraordinary circumstances of survival, one fact remained, and that is, without food, these people would have eventually died. Without eventually receiving nourishment, these survivors would have died. We need nutrition and hydration to sustain our life. We need physical nourishment to live physically. Now, that same concept can be applied to our spiritual life. We need supernatural nutrition and hydration to sustain our life. We need spiritual nourishment to live spiritually. The Church reminds us today that spiritual nourishment and life comes through receiving our Lord in the Eucharist, for He is our life. Sacred Scripture gives witness to this truth. For example, we hear Christ say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Or in another passage, we hear Him say, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you do not have life within you." And again, in another passage, Christ says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever." Jesus Christ is our spiritual nourishment. As Catholics, we believe that what we receive at Mass under the appearance of bread and wine is the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord. He is our life. So, if you want to follow after the way, the truth, and the life, come to Mass and receive the Eucharist. If you are seeking the bread that came down from heaven and can give eternal life, come to Mass and receive the Eucharist. As the body needs physical food for nourishment and strength to live our natural lives, so too does the soul need this spiritual nourishment and strength to live our supernatural life. The significance of the Mass and the belief in the real presence was never lost on the saints. The stories of the martyrs of the early church especially give us great examples of what faith-filled Eucharistic devotion looks like. For example, one such story was from the early 4th century. During this time, the Roman Emperor Diocletian, he made it illegal to celebrate the Mass. But this did not stop 49 Christians in a small town in North Africa. When Diocletian discovered that despite his prohibition, these 49 Christians continued to meet, he had them all arrested. During the trial, he asked them, "If you knew it was illegal, if you knew it was punishable by death, why did you continue to celebrate the Mass?" To which their response was, "Without the Lord's Day, without the gift of the Lord, we cannot live. Without the Lord's Day, we cannot live." In other words, the bread of life was offered to them at the Mass, and it was so central to their lives that they knew they could not survive without it. Friends, it is a privilege to celebrate this Mass of Thanksgiving with you today on this solemnity of Corpus Christi. It's a day in which we not only have the opportunity to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, but also worship and adore him through a Eucharistic procession. My prayer for us today is that we experience a renewal of our faith in the Eucharist. My prayer for us, especially those second and third graders that are with us that have received First Communion, my prayer for you all is that the Eucharist becomes the center of your life, the source and summit of your faith. I can think of no better way to rejoice and give thanks for my vocation to the priesthood than through celebrating the Mass today and ending it with this beautiful tradition of Eucharistic procession. As I mentioned, I've been with you all for 4 years now, and throughout this time, I've had the opportunity to share with some of you my vocation story. And I've been asked the question before, what was most influential in your prayer life? Or what impacted your discernment the most? And my answer, without hesitation, is Eucharistic adoration. Eucharistic adoration has been fundamental to my discernment of this call to the priesthood. Spending time in silence with our Lord in Eucharistic adoration is something that has gotten me this far and will continue to sustain me throughout my priesthood. Now, the truth remains, I certainly can pray at any time and in any place, as can you. But there's something different about bringing our prayers and petitions into an adoration chapel and offering them in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the real presence of our Lord. The adoration chapel, Eucharistic adoration, always offers the reminder that at the center of our faith is a relationship with a person. Eucharistic adoration always reminds us that Christ wants to draw us closer to himself. And it always reminds us that it is in that relationship that we will find the peace and the joy that we are seeking. Today, pray for the grace to be renewed in your faith in the Eucharist and allow this procession to rekindle that love and that amazement for this gift of our Lord.